happens if the manager won't give you the diamonds?
When you're dealing with a store like this, they're insured up the ass. They're not supposed to give you any resistance whatsoever. If you get a customer, or an employee, who thinks he's Charles Bronson, take the butt of your gun and smash their nose in. Drops him right to the floor. Everyone jumps. He falls down screaming, blood squirts out of his nose. Freaks everybody out. Nobody says fucking shit after that. You might get some bitch talk shit to you. But give her a look like you're gonna smash her in the face next. Watch her shut the fuck up. Now, if it's a manager, that's a different story. The managers know better than to fuck around. So if you get one that's giving you static, he probably thinks he's a real cowboy, so you gotta break that son of a bitch in two. If you wanna know something he won't tell you, cut off one of his fingers, the little one. Then tell him his thumb's next. After that, he'll tell you if he wears ladies' underwear. I'm hungry. Let's get a taco.
Wasn't perfect, but it was music.
He had a voice that almost everyone in America recognized.
Now, there's nothing in the world like making your own music.
Let's all try it.
When we listen to a record or tape,
and with a razor blade, cut up and splice together the best passages.
You can even start making things of your own.
And I'll make it myself.
Here are a few samples you're probably acquainted with.
Sex and drinking binges, hooked on drugs, rocked by rape.
Let's tie all of these sentences together. And it should sound something like this.
Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape.
There. How'd you like that?
Horrible.
It's faster.
It's modern.
That'll make all this front page news go and go and go.
Now, let's listen to some different sounds all at one time. Let's open our ears real wide.
Warning, inflation, dead in their tracks, taxes, abortion, war, casualty. He lied, controversial, deception, and recrimination. Worldwide ban, tone-deaf people, deadly, alert, explosive fears, bomb, violence, gunman killed a tourist, fighting anti-drug DEA, cancer, drug abuse, violence, bombings, fatal shooting, truck bomb, killed, wounded, semi-automatic handgun, wild and woolly, emergency, fire damage, irritation, persecuted, anti-fatal shooting rampage, criminal, murder, gridlock, government shutdown, bitter, collision, warning alarms, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, punishing murder, lying, fraudulent drug thugs, narcotics, assassins, fight, battle, deaths, victims, damage, even death. Starve, mountains of credit card debt, deeper and deeper into debt, sexual harassment, rape, criminal fight, dead anti-government protests, a love triangle, prisons, the gangs rule, Nazi war criminals, the hidden Nazis next door, police brutality, notorious crime, murder, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, bizarre, brutal, abuse, torched, murder of killer, disease, warriors, damaging, critical bombing, serious problems, bombing. Contaminated, blood drops, dissidents, abuses, criminal, negative issues, extortion, murderer, chemical weapons, accidents, killing himself, police conspiracy, kill, death, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, police tanks, rude gestures, Marxist rebels, gunfire, war, chemical weapons threat, terrorists, dangerous, died, killed, freak accident, heart-wrenching controversy, deaths, prison term, murders, garbage, cancer. Uproared, truck bomb killed, frustrated, FBI, mean streets, terrorists, hostages, hungry, homeless kids, orphans, urban jungle, magnetic radiation, failure, isn't he dead? Drugs, sure killer, punitive damages, fraud, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, murdered, attention, police, hooked on drugs. Drugs, police state, lawlessness, mayhem, castigation, reprimand, low ethics, overwhelming, a liar and an unremorseful killer. A killer murder, extortion and murder, the Unabomber, chemical terrorism, mysterious murder, ransom note, death penalty, inflation exploded, shooting death, crime gunned down, shooting, organized crime, crime, tragedy, pressure, controversial, ground zero in war, nuclear bomb, dangerous radiation, Cold War, atomic bomb radiation experiments, hundreds of them, military, unwitting test subjects, danger. U.S. warplane went down in flames, U.S. military. Plane crashed, World War bombing, Japanese military targets. American military, bones, bomber. Fatal crash, like that on butcher paper. Sex attack, FBI indictment, died, death, unemployment, communist economic collapse, anti-government protesters, communist party, security concerns, murder, caution, ransom note, police, deaths. Battling emergency disaster, no known survivors. Crash, blinding. No way. Horrible. 140 million people in all. Fatalities, forbidding the Oklahoma City bombing. Notorious murder, outlawed international smuggling pipeline. Punishment, the flaming debris. Crash, ethically damaged. Prison, disaster. Murdered, driving drunk. Killed, cuts, struck and killed. Controlled, serious crime victim. Stress, injuries. Inflation. Make it faster, better, cheaper. Victims and how they die. CIA, the National Security Council. Murdering a man, death, stress, fatal heart attack, funeral victims, the mountain of cocaine. Discrimination, racist, massive lawsuit. Threat, criminal, risky, starving, hostage, militias, ethnic war. Sexual misconduct, rocked by rape, sexual assault, CIA narcotics operations, conspiracy tons of cocaine, crack cocaine, communist spy, crisis, desperate, dangerous, tragedy, hell on earth, discipline, sex and drinking binges, chemical weapons, cancer, death rate, chronic illness, military, fleeing for their lives, ethnic warfare, murder, attacks, a tide of violence and human misery, horrible negative attacks, a plane crash set an entire neighborhood on fire, health risk, killing children, killed. Die, killer, attack, Defense Department, racism, murder, dead, chemical weapons, CIA, kill and injure children, disgruntled conspirator, Gulf War, chemical weapons, carpet bombing, chemical attack, fear, tough diplomatic warning, power struggle, military, arrest, marijuana, abuse, sweatshops, time for us to bug out.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 52 of Infonomicon Radio with your host, Droops, and special guest...
Fizzone.
Fizzone. And, y'all, I'm not going to pussyfoot around. This radio show has been dying for some time, and now I'm going to kill it. Episode 52 is it. Now, one day it might be brought back by some benevolent person, Mr. Obfuscated, but don't hold your breath on that one. Now, Infonomicon itself is not going to die with all this. We've got a new episode of the TV show coming out pretty soon with some content from Iron Geek and Fizzone whenever he sends something in, and me, I guess. TWAT Radio has been started at twatech.org, and we're going to pimp that like 1,000 times during this episode. And TWAT is daily content, and it's just tech. There's no bullshitting around. Podcast Incubator is being worked on as we speak and should be around sometime soon. Hackermedia.org has been taken over by us, and we're working on that. We've got a free Linux CD project that's already given away a couple CDs. The old documentation project still going, shit like that, just rolling along. And we're looking for some people to help us out. Contact me if you listen to like a lot of the content on Hacker Media, if you listen to TWAT, if you want to do show notes for that. If you want to host TWAT, that would be just freaking awesome. Contact us for that. So Infonomicon Radio is going away, but lots of new things that are better than Infonomicon Radio is definitely taking the place. You agree, Mr. Fizzone?
Sure. Why not?
Sure. All right. Well, we have some email for this final episode of Infonomicon. Some guy emailed and wanted to distribute the Infonomicon TV show as a pay-per-download, 70-30, non-exclusive. And I emailed him very, very politely back and told him to create his own fucking content, and I wasn't interested, because a free media, baby, that's what it's all about. This might suck, but it's free. And that's definitely a good price. Right? Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Madar wrote in that he's been listening to Infonomicon for around a year, and he really digs what we're doing. He says TWAT's a fantastic idea, and he hopes it can keep gathering steam and really take off. Well, like Back to the Future, we are going to shoot ahead with TWAT Radio, I think. Madjiminizmini? Wrote in, he just discovered TWAT and Infonomicon and said they keep him good company during his daily commute to and from hell, which I guess would be work or school, but work is definitely much more hell than school. Bobo wrote in and wants to say that the show rocks and to keep it going, and sorry about that, buddy. You're going to have to listen to TWAT. Someone
TWAT
wrote
URL?
In with a song request we might play at the end of the show, maybe. And one quick thing, switch over to TWAT. It's really, really good, and it's going to be a lot better than this Infonomicon crap. Well, did you get any email, Mr. Fizzo?
I got no email. What was that TWAT URL?
That's twattech.org.
Ah.
I guess we can move into news or personal stories. You got some of that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I've got some articles that I thought we might talk about. The Disney iTunes download I thought was pretty interesting. You said you were interested in that?
Well, my wife downloads Desperate Housewives off of BitTorrent a couple days after the show actually airs, and now she can just buy it for $2 and watch it the day after it airs.
Yeah.
We don't have TV, and she works when it's supposed to be airing, so she would miss it even if we had TV.
Yeah. The only thing that I can think of, the shows that I download, is from South Park from Mr. Twig. But other than that, I'm not a big TV watcher. I got stuff to do and people to see. But
you don't watch Futurama?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't have cable.
You're a blasphemer.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I don't have cable either. It's okay.
But yeah, I noticed that Lost and Desperate Housewives were the two biggies. They were gonna start broadcasting. And that they were, last season's episodes would all be available immediately. But what I thought was funny about it is they were saying that it would be the next day before the episodes came out. Mr. Twig gets out the South Park episodes within like 2 or 3 hours. So, there you go.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Well, illegal file sharing, I guess, is the Infonomicon approved method.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. I like the quote, Disney has always taken the attitude that they want to be able to distribute their content to anyone, anytime, no matter how they want to consume it, he told Reuters. This was David Miller, of course. Okay. I want to consume it free.
At my house.
Yeah, no
over
kidding.
Over the television, and I don't want to pay for cable.
Exactly.
Ass. Yeah, Disney's really good about this making money, because they want people to enjoy their content. Mm-hmm. Like, they put movies in the vault, and it's not like some law that they've got going on in Disneyland. It's just they're like, well, we're not making as much profit from this movie, let's say, okay, we're going to put it in the vault next year, so everyone has to buy a copy. Mm-hmm. And then we'll put it in the vault for a little while till your children grow up enough that they don't want to watch the movie anymore. And then we'll put it back out, so you have to buy it again because you have more kids and
or
a different format. And we're like, yeah, or grandkids. So that they can sell you Cinderella several times, even though it's an okay movie.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is the special edition outside of the vault. And it's like, well, I'll pay $40 for that.
Yeah.
Even though they've already made their money to pay for Cinderella, and now they're just reaping extra money off of you.
Oh, why not?
Might as well. 70-30.
Not for me, though.
Not for me. Well, I did something interesting the other day. I built a fucking laptop. And it's not like a Infonomicon project where I just build a computer and call a laptop. Like, the place I work for is a Dell reseller for laptops, but now we're making our own. Like, you just buy the laptop case. It's already got the motherboard in it. And then you put in your processor and your heat sink and your Wi-Fi card and your hard drive and stuff like that.
Hmm.
It's kind of interesting.
How much are we talking?
I don't know. The sheet that I had didn't have any of the prices on, and I haven't been able to talk to my boss and find out how much we're selling them for. They keep me well informed where I work.
That would be very
interesting. They're just like, put this laptop together.
Hmm. Yeah, that would be ideal for me if the prices can compete with like Dell, you know.
Well, like a laptop isn't like a desktop computer. Like your desktop's not really going to have much trouble breaking because it doesn't really go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy, like, my laptop. I've broken it several times, and thankfully IBM has been very nice to me and replaced my keyboard when I spilled Coke all in it and replaced my power cord when my dog ate it up. And they didn't seem to mind all my stickers on it either.
Yeah, I kind of look at laptops nowadays as just disposable because a couple years you're going to want to junk it anyway, most likely, just
yeah.
Because of the processor speed's going up and the heat on your testicles going down.
Well, you don't like the heat on your testicles, man?
Oh, of course I do.
You know, you gotta keep the wiener warm. All right, well, I actually have some news. This was news to me. Real Media is, Real Networks is still fucking in business. How the fuck are they still in business? I don't even install it on my computers anymore. Like, if sites like, well, you have to have Real Media to watch this, I'm like, fuck you! Mm-hmm. No, not installing this. Just don't enjoy your shitty-ass content. Because it's really, really poor back in the day, and I don't even know if it's good anymore. I don't know if it still installs with all kinds of fucking spyware and ads and all this crap. Because I get sick of them. But they're still actually in business. And they had an antitrust suit with Microsoft Corporation, and they just settled it. For $761 million. You gotta put your finger in your lip like that. Now, Real Networks gained financial resources that could be used to boost its presence in online music and games. And Microsoft outlined this settlement, and they're giving $460 million in cash to Real Networks, and they're giving $300 million worth of promotion for Real Networks music and game services through the internet. Oh, that's wonderful. So when I go to MSN.com, it's like, buy Real Player, buy Real Player, buy Real Player.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never fun. Now, Microsoft and Real Networks have vowed to make their respective technologies work better together, including their respective copy protection software for preventing piracy of digital content. Some entertainment companies have voiced concerns about incompatibilities between such technologies that are holding back growth in the market. One of the offside examples is Apple, the market leader in digital music by, like, it's, what, 75% or more of the market? I don't think they have to agree to work with other people. But anyway, their songs only work on your iPod or on iTunes. And, you know, Microsoft wants that Plays for Sure stuff. And they want it to have their fancy DRM on it. And this is just another example of why not to buy Real Player or Microsoft products. Because they just want to fuck you over.
Yeah. The funny thing is, even when you win against Microsoft, you really don't win. You just get promotion by them.
Oh, yeah. Microsoft's not going to be happy about paying, you know, all this money to Real. And I can bet you they won't really like Real.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, my rule is, if it doesn't play on Linux, I don't want it.
Well, there is a Real Player client for Linux, isn't there?
Yeah, but I'm not going to use it.
I wonder if I can app get that real quick.
Yeah, I bet you can't app get it.
Look at these ads before you view that.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's your turn with an article, buddy.
Okay, let's talk about the jackass suing tax-free online retailers. This is from the Wall Street Journal, and it's basically this lawyer who's using the state whistleblower laws to he basically goes to companies, buys products like Target, Walmart, online, and then sues them if they don't charge him sales tax on behalf of the state, and he gets 25% of the money if the state picks up that lawsuit. So he's made like I think it was $500,000 so far. Something like that. He's got 80 suits.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, 80 suits pending in Illinois. Yeah, what a jackass. He's, you know, this is going to make it real nice on the rest of us. But apparently, some of the states are not going to deal with that. For instance, Tennessee. The reaction was that they basically changed the law, and they called it a opportunist exploiting a legal loophole. So they've changed their state law. It looks like, I think the other one was Nevada, and I believe they're going to change the law too, and Virginia was another one. So really, he's only being successful in, I think it was, Illinois. And they're not, the funny part about it, once it was all said and done, they don't want to give him the money he was supposed to get out of it anyway.
Well, I don't think you should get paid for being a cocksucker unless you're a prostitute.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know. That's just lame. Lame.
Lame, lame, lame. Well, people that are watching the video are probably wondering what the fuck I'm doing over there. But I'm installing Ubuntu on my new computer I got. And it's got a very pretty colorful fan. You can see the beautiful colors. And if you're wondering what video the fuck I'm talking about, I'm recording this for posterity so you can see my ugly bearded face. And my big fucking headphones. Let's see. Now, I had an idea the other day, and, like, I pay about $60 for internet service at my house, and I pay about $60 for a server that I give people hosting with, and I host all my shit on it. And I was thinking, I don't have ads on that server, and the way I quantify this in my head is I just pay twice my internet bill, and people don't have to see ads on my websites. And I was thinking, what if everybody did that? What if everyone was like, you know, I'll pay $40 for internet instead of $20, or I'll pay $20 instead of $10, and I'll donate that money to some free servers that everyone can just go to and get content, whatever, and not have to look at fucking ads, because ads piss me the fuck off. And I was thinking, that would be really nice of people. And then I was reading this article, and it actually contains the term of the week, which is cable bypass. And, like, my term would be ad bypass, but a cable bypass is what's going on with a lot of these internet companies and a lot of these telephone companies. And they're making a TV version of the internet. Now, Comcast, of course, like, well, we can't let them do this. That's our money with our cable. And Comcast has 400 engineers building what amounts to be a TV version of the internet stocked with movies, archive television shows, other interactive features, including a search function. Now, to push the online video business, among other reasons, the company's in talks with Google about teaming up to buy a stake in the web operations of Time Warner Incorporated America Online. And we've reported on Evonomicon before that Google is buying a lot of dark fiber. And what would you use dark fiber for but to push a lot of media-rich content? And who, now they're working with Comcast about buying AOL, and Comcast are working on a cable bypass to work on content over the internet. That's very interesting. Phone giants SBC and Verizon are planning to use, sorry, I lost my place, use this stuff to offer consumers a cornucopia of movies and TV shows that can be watched at any time. Program owners are also getting into that. ESPN, it's owned by Walt Disney, coincidentally, is talking to consumer electronics manufacturers about developing a set-top box that would allow college football games not available on cable or satellite to be viewed. And, of course, Apple's, you know, doing the whole video iPod thing. So maybe we won't be getting our television from cable, but we're getting it through the internet. And thanks to pioneers like LimeWire, this will all be possible.
And ad-free, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's going to be free. These companies are just going to give it to you away for free.
Yeah.
So go with things like Nutella, LimeWire, things like that. Or just fuck all that shit and just go for free content like Infonomicon Media brings you.
Exactly.
All right, it's your turn again, bud.
Okay, I've got one. It's a couple months old. It's talking about the SCO MySQL partnership. Basically, it says SCO partners with MySQL AB to lower costs and increase the power and scalability of modern database solutions. Blah, blah, blah. And then basically it comes into, has entered into an agreement with MySQL AB to jointly deliver a certified commercial version of the popular MySQL database for SCO Open Server 6. Oh, why? That's what I don't understand is why MySQL would work with SCO after they've fucked everybody in the Linux community over. Why help them out? And the obvious answer is they're a corporation and not the people who wrote MySQL. So, there you go. That just sucks. I don't know. I don't like that. I've always liked MySQL, even though it's not great for large database purposes. It's handy, it's fast, and it's free. But I bet it won't be on SCO. What you got?
I hate fucking SCO.
Yeah, I'm not a big SCO fan.
I've got a copy of Caldera Linux that I bought here the other day. It's a 2. I don't know where it is, but it's a really old version from like 99.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put that on our pumpkin for Freaknik.
Well, because
it's going to grow up and it's going to be SCO. Scary!
Yeah, I tried Caldera back years ago when it came out, and that's another thing that I don't understand is how you can distribute a version of Linux and then say, you know, and then turn around and say that it
under the GPL.
Copyright. Yes, exactly. I don't know. Once again, fuck SCO.
Well, their corporations can pretty much say one thing and then do another thing and be like, "Ooh, we were always doing this. We weren't doing that other thing."
Mm-hmm.
What was that book? 1984? Something like that. I got some weird shit for news. In Spain, some fuck invented a washing machine. And, a washing machine. Well, this thing has a biometric thumb pad. So that the man and the woman can't argue over who's going to be doing the laundry. Because, I mean, I don't think that's an argument anyway. I mean, the bitch should be doing fucking laundry. I only say that because my wife is not here. And Fizzo does not condone what I say. But it only works when the man pushes it and does some laundry, and then the woman pushes it and does some laundry, and they have to alternate to do that. And I think that he needs to improve this on, like a washing machines, like dishwashers, excuse me, things like that.
Well, I don't mind going and putting my finger on the washing machine after she loads it and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But in Spain, supposedly women are like low members of society.
Yeah, can they put those on vibrators? You have to take turns using it.
Did you say you want to take turn using your wife's vibrator?
Yeah, something like that.
Where are you going to put it, man?
I'm not sure.
All right. I was just curious about that.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do?
You know, AMD sales are just going like fucking crazy. They're making money out the ass. And Intel's falling by the wayside.
They topped the sales first time for a month this month, wasn't it? Topped Intel sales?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so. They had a 74% or some shit profit this quarter. That's pretty cool. It's probably because I've been buying all these 64-bit processors.
Yeah, no kidding.
What else we got going on? All right, I'm out of articles. It's up to you now.
I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah, I had like 3 or 4, and I was done.
All right, well, I guess that's a pretty short Infonomicon, even though we had like a 10-minute fucking intro.
Yeah,
and
about
that's all my fault.
Yeah.
So, do you have any sites of the week?
Yeah, QEMU. FR? You remember what
I'm not sure, but
is?
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, I've been playing with that all week, and it's
Google
great.
Google for QEMU.
excellent stuff.
It's a, if you haven't listened to Twat, which I don't know what the fuck you're doing not listening to fucking Twat, but it's an emulator. And you can just boot a live CD off of it. So if you're somewhere and you just don't want to restart the computer, or you can't restart the computer, and you're just sick of Windows, you have an option.
It's great for testing. If you want to rebuild a ISO image, test that sucker right there under Linux, and bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, I'm not really a big ISO rebuilder.
Yeah.
Like I said, FizzZone's the smart one.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right, sites of the week. I've got several. I've got twatech.org, twatech.org. I've got podcastincubator.com. I've got nakedpresident.com, which is a bunch of prank phone calls that are actually kind of in depth. Lemonparty.com, which I just learned about the other day.
Isn't that a .org?
Lemonparty, is it a .org?
I think so.
Let's see here.
Pull it up and find out.
Lemonparty.org. Oh, it is a .org. How do you know that?
Huh?
For people with the camera. It is three men giving blowjobs and kissing each other, except they're old.
Okay. One of them was Stank, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Shows of the week. We've got Anti-Meme Radio by XLogicX, or is that just Logic? It's at antimeme.org. We've got Ninja Night School by Low Tech Mystic. It's at podcastincubator.com. Cunt of the Week is that guy that FizzZone brought up that's suing people for not charging him tax. Jesus, what a fuck.
Yeah.
You got any more to add to that, or are we going to go on to shouts?
No, let's go on to shouts, I guess.
All right, you can go first, buddy, because I have a whole list.
I don't have many. Just I'll send shouts out to Droops for having me on. Other than that, just the guys on Ben Rev and Sinshard and Pseudonym, and that'll do it.
All right, well, I've got a whole shitload, because this is, you know, like my last episode of Infonomicon and all, and I want to make a shout out to Mr. Dual Parallel for inadvertently making me do this show, because he used to talk about how great free media was, and I used to listen to him. And he was like, oh, do a show. It's easy. It's great. And he never mentions the bad parts about doing the show. It takes a lot of time, and it's hard to get people to go along with it, and this, that, and the other. But, Duel, thanks to you there, buddy, even though you are a noob, what I hear. Obfuscated, thanks for being a badass motherfucker that I can't get in touch with. Actually, I got in touch with him the other day, and all is well. Thanks to Mr. Pixel Fiend for the awesome logo. And for hosting the show one time with me. Cotton, thanks for living at my house for free and playing online poker. Because, you know, that's important. FizzZone, shouts way back, man, for being smarter than me, for helping with the podcast incubator, pretty much doing all the work. And thanks for being on the show with me and the show notes and homosexual sex and all the good stuff that FizzZone is known for.
Hey, that sex wasn't free, buddy.
Telco Bob, thanks for helping out with that old computer documentation project. You have by far submitted more information than anybody. Minion, thanks for art for Podcast Incubator. We need some for Twat, so get off your ass. I gave you a computer. You got to make some stuff now. Kizzle and Voodoo Hal, thanks for hosting us at one time. Stinky Pubby, thanks for making us change the name of the show again to Infonomicon, because the other names were really bad, and Infonomicon is definitely the best decision. Thanks to everybody that's ever contributed by sending an email or telling their friends or just using my bandwidth. That's awesome to do. All you listeners, thank you. And shouts especially to people on the internet that help other people. I'm a really big believer in that. When I started with Linux, all I could find was people like, read the fucking manual. And it's like, I don't fucking have a manual. I don't have one. I just have this fucking CD. And I have just really noob fucking questions. And finally some people were like, all right, idiot, here's how you do it. And I was very appreciative of these people, even though they were jackasses. And I appreciate all the people that are just not jackasses and help people and try to make things better. Like all you fucks that go to forums and just bitch about stuff that no one fucking cares about and are post whores they don't have any fucking content, fuck you. But you people that are helpful and knowledgeable and stuff like that, I appreciate that, and a lot of people appreciate it, even though we don't really say it all the time. And I think that's all I got, buddy.
All right.
I'm going to cry now, you know. And I'm sorry I waited so long to get you on the show, Mr. Fizzone.
No problems. That'll work. You ready to cut this thing, or?
I think this is it. I guess this has been the Infonomicon Radio, and I think this has been all Infonomicon Radio for a long time, yep. And we're all Mickey Finn. When they broke down the door with the guns in the face of your wife and child, and as they pinned you to the floor, did you say, "Officer, I'm not resisting you"? American justice, American dream. It's just what the other half means. Half of our lives dissolved in fear. Half our rights begin to appear. Is our apathy so corrosive? Where does the cycle start? Hear the sirens screaming out in the distance. Hold your family close to you. American justice, American life. A war of words that is mine.
Together, together, defend us.